a CBS feature production. Columbia Broadcasting System presents Hawk Larrabee, starring Barton Yarborough. Around Hawk Larrabee's gold bar house in Sundown Wells, there is a strict code of morals, but it is not likely to be found in the more formal ethical systems. It is more material and less spiritual, concerning itself with the practicalities of horse stealing and card cheating. So it isn't often that a gospel sharp shows up in Sundown Wells. It's so unusual, in fact, that right now one of Hawk's dealers is calling his attention to a curious rig out in front by the water trough.
Hey, take a look, Hawk. An old gent in a sheep wagon. He's watered the horses, but he ain't driving on.
Well, if he wants to come in, he's welcome. Ain't no objection to sheep men in here.
I don't figure he wants to come in, Hawk, unless he wants to preach a sermon at us. Just take a look at his wagon.
Just an old sheep wagon.
Yeah, but there's signs painted on the sides.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of them says, I'll give you of the water of life freely.
And under the little window it says it's Reverend Hornby's gospel wagon.
Yeah, but he looks like he's real corn. Except water seems to be his long suit.
Hey, slumped halfway out of the door and grabbing the reins.
That old gent must be sick. I'll take a look. Howdy, friend.
Howdy, pilgrim.
You kind of feeling the heat, ain't you?
A little. Got to have a drink.
Well, I'll get you one. Hey, Pedro, bring out a bottle.
No, not the bottle. Water in this dipper.
Well, I'll fill it from a pipe here. It's good spring water.
Spring water will help. My horse is all right.
Oh, they're through swigging, friend. Here's yours.
As cold water to a thirsty soul. That's from the scriptures, partner.
You better come on in and rest a spell.
No, I gotta get going. I gotta find Tilly Magoon. Thanks for the drink, son.
You need something stronger.
I feel all right. A new strength. The desert will blossom when it gets my message. Get up, Matthew. Get up, Mark.
Hey, wait a minute there, friend. Wait a minute. You can't go out there in the desert heat. Maybe I can send somebody to find this, what'd you say her name was?
Tilly. Tilly Magoon. It's only a preacher can save her. But maybe I do need someone to put me on the trail. Someone to ride just to the can dump on the edge of town.
Well, I'll ride with you, friend.
Just to the can dump. Step on the wagon, Tom, and climb up.
Yeah, you bet.
Get up, Matthew. Get up, Mark. If you'll just get me started on the way. I got a blinding headache. I can't see. But I gotta get there.
Get to work.
Three road.
Why, that's only a ghost town. There ain't nobody there.
Nobody you would know about. It's a nest of horse thieves and road agents. And Tilly Magoon. She's the one I gotta save.
Save from what?
From throwing herself away. Marrying up with one of those renegados. Tilly's ma. She sent me to convert her. And save her.
Well, you'll need somebody to ride out the three load with you.
Oh, can't ask anyone. Too dangerous. Those road agents would smoke up anyone who came near them. Except in a preacher, maybe. Past the can dumps yet.
Well, they're right there on the side of the street. Can't you see them?
I can only see dust rolling like clouds. Steps of clouds leading up to the heavens.
Yeah, you better give me the reins. Let me drive.
No, I got to.
Now, you just lay down on the bunk back there in the wagon. I'll help you.
Yeah, but I've got to keep driving.
Now, don't you worry. I'll drive. I'll drive you all the way to Three Low. How you feeling now, partner? You think you can make it?
My horses will make it. Matthew and Mark. They've pulled me through many years of trail. So has this sheep wagon. Miles of trail, preaching and saving the lost sheep. Good horses, good wagon. But this is the last trip for me. Well done, Now, good and faithful servants.
Oh, whoa, whoa there, oh. Hey, what's the matter, Billy? You all right?
I can't make it. Well, stop the wagon.
Well, I already stopped.
Then come back here and lean over the bunk.
Here I am, friend.
Then closer, so you can hear. They gotta be saved, those black sheep. Tilly Magoon and the rest of them. There's more joy in heaven over one sinner, one black sheep, than 99 who don't need the preaching. I was called to preach to them and exhort them and rectify them, all except their leader, Flash Taranto. He's beyond saving. Don't try to convert him.
Me? Convert somebody?
I'm appointing you deputy preacher.
Oh, you don't know how funny that sounds. I'm Hawk Larrabee.
Go and preach to him.
Why?
Exhort him.
I couldn't exhort nary a soul. My papa was an outlaw. I rode with a bad bunch myself and I keep a honky-tonk for the gaming house and a lot of cantina gals.
It's my dying wish, son. The Almighty appointed me. I'm appointing you.
But I know, but
if you'll only keep riding in my place.
Well, I'll go in your place, but first...
Then I can pass over peaceful. Do you hear what that voice says way up yonder in the wind?
I hear the wind from the Coyotero.
It's calling to me. And I'm coming to where it's calling.
Well done, good and faithful servant.
Here, looks like you've got all the luck, Bob.
It's about time I went around here.
You better stop while you're ahead, Bob.
Don't you worry about me, Tilly. And Pancho, you keep on plunking that guitar. It's bringing me luck.
Bueno, Bob.
Quit that racket, Pancho.
Huh?
What's the matter, Flash?
I just saw something down in the fray, a cloud of dust.
How many are riding?
It ain't riders. It's one solid little cloud steaming up like from a wagon.
Well, what would a wagon be doing in this corner of the desert?
Well, let's take a look anyway. Come on, amigo.
It ain't as far as here.
Bob, you stay here. I want to talk to you.
Oh, fine time to talk, Tilly. Wait till we find out what this is.
If it's a sheriff or some deputy, you going to do any shooting?
What do you think?
Bob, I want to get away from this place. From Toronto and the professor and Pancho.
Oh, what for? I'm safe here. It's a good hideout. As soon as I get me some money, I'm heading down to Sonora and you're coming with me.
You know I'm coming with you, Bob. No matter where.
The first justice of the peace we find will get married. Maybe a preacher would be better. A justice of the peace might marry us and then throw me into the jug.
Bob, don't talk like that.
Here's a ship wagon, all right.
Wagon out here in the desert doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we're going down to meet him, Taranto?
No, wait until he gets into town. Then we'll meet him plenty.
I want to finish this one hand while we're waiting, boys?
Well, sure. I'm opening with this.
You're plunging too high, Bob.
I told you I'm setting in the game till I get 500, Tilly.
Well, 500 is just what you two kids need to set up housekeeping. Buy a ranch with a little herd of cows and hire some vaqueros to work for you. Then live happy forever after on 500.
Quit riding him, Professor.
Who's riding him? I know where he can get $5,000 to get married on.
He isn't going on that raid with you even if you offered him $100,000.
Hey, you leave that to me, Tilly. I'm sweetening it with 20, Professor.
Hey, amigos, the wagon is driving past this plague, though. Into the street.
I see what's coming into town.
Sheep wagon, all right. It's kind of a woolly-looking sheepman driving it, too.
Look what's painted on the canvas. The desert shall rejoice and blossom.
Reverend Hornby. It's a gospel shop.
I heard of him, Flash. Just around the range preaching and psalm singing to the goat ranchers.
Well, let's make him unwelcome.
Yeah.
Howdy, folks.
What are you doing in this town, stranger?
Oh, bringing you some fresh spring water, for one thing.
Hey, you better move on. We don't need water.
Don't drink much of it anyway.
Yeah, figured I'd stop for a spell. Aim to hold a meeting.
What'd I tell you, Flash? He's harmless.
What kind of a meeting you talking about?
Oh, some singing and a collection and a few words of exhorting.
You don't look like a preacher sharp to me. Where'd you hold a meeting last?
Bleeker's Goat Ranch, Cottonwood Creek. Officiated at a funeral. Old gent died right here in this here wagon. We dug his remainders into the ranch house and held us a service.
Better get right back in the wagon, hombre.
I got to water Martha, you and Ma.
Bob, get behind him. See if he's toting a gun. Rancho, you search the wagon. Maybe that's where he keeps his shooting irons in a handy spot.
Sit there and I look.
No, he's not healed, Flash. Just this on his hip. It's a book.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a book?
It says on the cover, Holy Bible.
That's right, folks. It's the best shooting iron to fight with.
Well, let me tell you something about fighting, hombre. You've come to the right town for it, you and your wagon and your scripture. The desert shall blossom, huh? That ain't just like the lies you preacher sharps so off on everybody. The desert's a place for cactus with thorns on it, not flowers. It's a place for men, salty men, which the desert puts thorns on, same as it puts thorns on horned toads. And you talk of flowers.
You mean you ain't never seen no flowers in the desert?
Not that I can remember.
Well, I reckon what I heard about you's right, Toronto. Converting you is just plumb beyond hope.
Toronto, look. This holster under the seat.
So, you only do your shooting with a book, hombre.
I pack a holstered gun and count a wild stallion. Same as all cowmen on the range.
Maybe you're rounding up something besides cows.
That's what I'm thinking, Flesh. I've been thinking hard. Seems like I seen this lizard somewhere quite recent. Maybe it was Sundown Wells when I took Apache out there 2 weeks ago.
Think harder, Professor. Where in Sundown Wells did you see him?
Well, I only stopped at one layout late at night at the Gold Bar House. That's where it was.
You're right, Professor. I done a heap of preaching in the Gold Bar House.
If you're a preacher, hombre, I'm a Mojave. But I'll find the truth of it quick enough. Bob, you and the professor take him into the saloon, and we'll let him give us a sermon.
What'll that prove, Flash? You was never to a prayer meeting in your life.
It's my hunch he never went to one himself.
Oh, me either, nor Pancho or Saddlehorn Bob. How we know it's bona fide?
Well, the gal will know. Get into that saloon, hombre.
That's just where I want to go to. Saloon is the best place in the world for prayer. Consider it. Oh, well, howdy, ma'am.
Howdy, Parson. Come right in. They should put a stop to a poker game just in time.
Have a drink, partner?
Oh, a little smile might help, but... I mean, plain water.
You take hard liquor, friend. This much of it.
Oh, couldn't do that, Professor. Parson don't generally...
Maybe you'd rather dance the tune of a six-shooter while you're preaching.
You ain't gonna make me dance, friend, but... I think I'd rather have that drink.
There you are.
Well, you folk, here's your health, folks.
Well, he drank it straight and without choking. So you're a parson, are you?
Well, I ain't never preached against liquor, exactly. Smile now and then, that ain't no crime.
I thought everything's a crime to a Bible thumper.
Not everything. I was just going to point that out.
I point it out. Go ahead and preach. We're listening.
Well, we're finishing this game, ain't we, Bob?
Oh, sure, Professor. Hey, go ahead. Hold your meeting, Parson. Don't mind us. Ante up, Professor.
Well, we're waiting, Parson. Sure deal.
Well, I generally always open with a little singing. Play something, amigo.
But what must I play?
Oh, just any old hymn comes to your mind?
Hymn? Por Dios, what's a hymn?
Play anything. It don't matter so long as we all sing. Oh, that's it, that's it. That's a real hymn, what I mean.
Wait a minute, you sheepheads. Can't you tell this lizard's cold decking us? He don't know any hymns. He tells us to sing what every man on the range knows.
Give him a chance, Flash. We're having a good time anyway.
I'll give him a chance. What comes next after a hymn?
Well, now, generally, it's the collection. But I didn't come here to collect nothing from you folks. I come here to give you something. Water. And life everlasting.
See, he's a padre, I think so. Everlasting life. That's how they talk.
This is my text, folks. The desert shall blossom.
You're reading it from the side of the wagon out in the street.
Let him talk, Flash. Don't ride him.
I'll talk. Talk fast. I can say it quick enough. Gunfighting is wrong. It don't lead to everlasting life. Cards now. Well, I ain't never preached against cards or the wheel so long as the cards ain't shaved or the wheel rigged. Dancing? Well, I've seen a lot of that in the Gold Bar House. I mean, when I was preaching there. But, now, change in brands is wrong. So is horse thieving. And the lesser crimes are robbery and such.
Listen, you parson, your preaching don't make sense. You say gunfighting's wrong, but how are you going to live in the West without fighting for your rights?
Well, if it's for your rights, then you can jump a little lead into it, the argument, maybe.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, jumping some lead into an argument 3-4 weeks ago. But I'm asking you as a parson. I was riled up after a long trail drive. A sheepman calls me a liar. We shove lead at each other. I assault him. Was I right or wrong?
Long trail drive, desert and the mountains, your nerves on edge, your throat dry, same as your brain.
That's just what happened. Funny you'd understand it. If you're a preacher.
Even a preacher should understand that. A lot of drinks, everybody being alkalied up, and then you blow up. It's hard to measure smoke in lead. I've been there myself. And so was my pop.
And now you're a preacher. Or a deputy riding shotgun on us. Which? Tilly, I'm going to ask you to decide. You're from church-going folks. Is this prayer meeting according to Hoyle?
I'll find out if you let me talk to him alone in the back room.
But why can't
you? I don't think he is a preacher, Flash. But I got to find out my own way.
Well, all right. Go ahead.
In here, stranger. Sit down. Uh-huh. So, you're a lawman, aren't you?
Oh, you guessed way
wrong. Don't lie to me. You ain't no preacher. No, that much to start with. And I'll do anything to save my Bob. The minute I tell those killers you aren't a real preacher, they'll tie a lass rope around your throat. So you better tell me the truth.
Well, I'm going to tell it. Now that you guessed everybody except the right one, I come here to get you.
Me? Why? Just who are you, stranger?
My name is Hawk Larrabee, and your ma sent me with a message.
My ma? Never heard her mention any Hawk Larrabee?
She sent somebody else first. He died. He was a real preacher, and I'm his deputy. I come to take you home.
Well, I'm not going home. I rode all the way from Tonto Basin to follow Bob. Said he had to hide after that gunfight, and Toronto'd hide him. Knew that meant Toronto had him in his clutches and make a bandit out of him. So I came after him. And I'm going to stick with him no matter what happens.
Well, the old preacher stacked the hand up without figuring on that guard. But I'm his deputy, and I'm going to do some saving. Well, not you. You don't need it like you thought. I'm going to save Saddlehorn Bob.
Stranger. I'm beginning to... No, I can't trust you yet.
I ain't hiding nothing from you. It's all on the table. I'm trusting you.
You can trust me not to let them hang you anyway. They're waiting to hear if I think you're a preacher or a deputy sheriff. And I'm going to tell them.
You mean you're going to tell them the truth?
I think it's the truth. Every word of it. All right, Flash Tran, on all of you. Find out what you want to know. He's just what he says he is. Minister of the gospel, preacher. No more, no less.
But why he come here?
Came to hold a service. Convert us all. Just as he says.
Well, all I can say is maybe. And I'm taking another look at his wagon. I'm going to make plumb certain this lizard ain't seed
busting. Come on, Bob, ante up. You kind of bucking your luck there, Saddlehorn Bob.
Yeah, you must have brought me bad luck.
I just wanted to tell you how come I brought you bad luck.
You're a parson, that's why. Every parson's considered bad luck in this country. Didn't you know that?
Maybe your luck will change in this hand. That's a good-sized pot. If you win this time...
I better win. I shoved in my whole stack.
But you can't win when the professor daubs a card.
What do you mean, you...
Take a look at his thumbs, Bob, if you don't believe me.
His thumbs? What are you talking about, stranger?
The ink he's using to mark the cards with. You'll see it in the creases of his thumb if you spread the skin.
Let's take a look at your thumbs, Professor.
Will you call and rack?
That's it, Bob. That's it. Hold your gun on him first and then spread the skin so the creases show up.
Now listen, Bob. Don't squeeze that trigger. Well, Toronto told me to do it. He didn't want you to win. He wanted you to be broke, so you join with us.
So that's the trick you've been sawing off on me, all of you. Gold bricking your own partner. Well, I'd like to smoke up the whole bunch of you.
Bob, can't fight them all. Don't start it.
I'll start plenty if he objects to me taking this pot. Parson, I'm thanking you for showing up this bunch of side warranting crooks. I ought to split these winnings with you.
Well, I'll be satisfied if you just let me keep the professor's gun.
My gun? You ain't a preacher. Ferrando was right. Poncho, what are you doing, standing there praying? You had plenty of time to draw.
Look, Burgess, I can draw if he's a padre. I can't shoot a gun at a padre.
And call Ferrando.
Ben, where you at, Poncho? Better get his gun, Bob. Then you and the girl top off a couple of horses and ride.
I'll get the horses. Bob!
What's the matter, Tilly?
It's Ferrando. He's listening right outside the door. Standing on the board sidewalk with his gun ready.
Waiting for me to come out, I reckon.
I see him. Keep away from that window, Parson.
A pretty hot slug burned my ear. I don't want to kill nobody, but where did Ferrando go to?
Duck behind the wagon horses.
I can't shoot old Matthew and Mark, but I got a good shot at your legs, Hopper Gray.
Then I'll dance for you, Sheriff, if that's what you are. You want me to dance, or...
You got the partner? I saw him jerk back.
You're hurt, Parson.
Kind of a heavy slug. Knocked me over. That weighed a ton.
Stranger, lay down here.
Where's he at now?
He's limping down the street toward the boulder wash.
I'll trail him. I got to rectify him. That's what I come here for. But I need me a good slug of liquor first.
Here, partner.
Yeah, good cow swallow now. Well, no. That sure does hit the spot.
Reckon you can sit up now, stranger?
I reckon I can stand up.
Well, you need a sling so you can hold your arm against your chest like this. Yeah. How's that feel?
That's tolerable. If it was my left arm instead of my right, and I wouldn't mind it at all.
Listen, Parson, we better slope from this town before Toronto gets back.
How about these two gents?
Oh, don't worry about them. We got their guns.
Any other guns I get a hold of?
In the bunkhouse down the street. That's where we stash our extra firearms. I'll get them.
And you better saddle up. And you two hombres, I'd admire if you'd stay in this saloon till we leave town. Unless you feel smoky about what's happened.
Me smoky, Parson? After you showed me the evil of a rigged deck, I feel plumb peaceful and friendly.
I'm not trying to smoke with you, Padre. For this, you show me it's better to play the guitar than smoke the gun.
Then start the playing and keep on playing so as I'll know where you're at. You can close this service with a hymn.
Si, Padre, you're simpatico, so I play.
We better padlock this door anyway, Parson. Before they can break out, we'll be on the trail.
And I reckon I'll be getting on from away.
I'll help you, stranger.
What do we do now, Professor, without the gun?
What do you mean, without the gun? I got one right here in the cigar box behind the bar.
You have the extra gun, amigo?
Well, Bob thinks the only place we stash extra guns is in the bunkhouse. I'd like to see him right. I'll take a look through that knothole, Pancho. Find out what the preacher's doing.
He's climbed to the wagon. He's turned the wagon around.
Reckon you can throw a slug through that knothole?
Oh, me? Shoot a padre? Send him my name. I can't shoot. Not when I play the guitar.
Then get out of the way.
Bueno, you shoot.
He's turned the wagon. Here he comes with Bob and the girl with him as outriders.
Madre de Dios, Santo, my name is murder.
Oh, shut up.
Why you no shoot if I shut up?
No, give me time.
Why you no shoot?
Well, I can't shoot him in the back.
But you have plenty of chance from the front.
Corrado will have plenty of chance, too, down in the boulder wash. If this gospel shark tried to take us prisoner, oh, I'd cut down on him. But he's leaving town with Bob and the girl, sir. So why should I shoot him?
Senor Professor, you are one change man, I think so.
I changed my mind about the odds, if that's what you mean.
Then maybe tonight you go on the red to Gonzalez Rancho?
Well, if Toronto wants us and you back me up...
Me? This strange thing happened. I took a drink of this water from his wagon. This water of life, what he calls it. And no different from any other water, except it's very cold. And I took too much to drink. Give me a stomach ache, this water of everlasting life. So I came going to raid.
You can. So you got religion.
Me got religion? Bunch of the Cordova de San Lazar? Don't make me laugh. My stomach ache is the reason. I raid this rancho. Mañana.
Thank you.
to be careful crossing this boulder wash. I saw Toronto heading this way. What would he be doing in a boulder wash?
Waiting to snipe shoot you when you left town. That's simple.
Yeah, it ain't so simple with you and the girl riding with me this way. I reckon we better stop for and think this over. Oh, Matthew. Whoa, Mark. Oh.
But we're riding along with you, strangers, until we're sure you're safe.
And then what?
Well, I'm taking Tilly back to Amar's sheep ranch.
Well, I know. Then what?
Well, I'll be on a wing a while till things ain't moving so thick up at Carson Spur. That's where I beef that sheep man.
Well, if you're on the wing, I'm on the wing too, Bob. Wherever you go, I'm going with you. Someday we'll prove up on a 160 and build a shack and have a home.
Well, that sounds like the best way out, except with the sheriff at Carson Spur projecting around for you. Your home will kind of have a mortgage on it.
But there's no other way out.
There's one way.
Bob, there he is. Trento's lying yonder.
I see him. Crawl down by that boulder. Well, I said I was going to finish this fight my own way.
What are you going to do, Carson?
Just my own way now. Be back.
Is that you, Bob? Give me some water.
Here it is. I'm kneeling right over you.
You ain't Saddlehorn.
I'm a deputy preacher. Don't draw that gun.
No, I ain't drawing it. I can't.
Well, take this.
It's cold. Sweet cold. But you, what are you going to do to... Where are you taking me?
No worries. I'm just doctoring this hole in your chest.
I don't trust you. Or any other man in the world.
You better trust the professor. See him up yonder across the can dumps watching. Maybe he'll bring you a horse.
I can't see him.
Can you see them boulders yonder?
I see him simmering hot.
And the cactus?
Plenty of old man cactus. What about it?
But you can't see the thorns on it.
No. No, I can only see the flowers.
That's it. The flowers, not thorns. White blossoms on the old man cactus. Like stars.
Never noticed them before. And those specks like nuggets everywhere.
Them's the yellow flowers on the Cholla cactus.
Flowers everywhere. I never saw so many. I never noticed them. The whole desert's a blossoming.
Well, I reckon we can pull our freight now, folks. My job of three load is done.
Before we start, Parson, I've been trying to figure out what you meant about the mortgage we'll have on our ranch and our shack and our clearing and corn.
I've been thinking too, stranger. Our homestead wouldn't be a home until... Bob, you tell him what you decided.
Well, I'm going to see the sheriff at Carson Spur.
That's what I mean. Maybe it won't take as long as you think.
Well, there's a slim chance, maybe not too slim, that I'll get clear to that gunfight. We'll have our own home and a devil won't have a mortgage on it.
But whatever happens, I don't care how long it'll be. I'll wait for you, Bob. Thanks for everything you've done for us, Hawk Larrabee.
What did you say his name was?
He's Hawk Larrabee. A deputy preacher. And he done his job well.
Hawk Larrabee, starring Barton Yarborough, a feature production of CBS and its affiliated stations, is written by Kenneth Perkins and directed by William N. Robeson, and comes to you each week at this time. We invite you to join us tomorrow at this same time over most of these same stations when Columbia will present That's Life. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.